Yo, what's up? Welcome to Jumpmaster, the number one Apex Legends podcast. That's right, the number one Apex Legends podcast, brought to you by Yokebeast.com. I'm your Jumpmaster, Blessing Adeoye. Joining me this week, of course, are my squad mates. We got Alex Vinaken. Alex, how's it going, man?
Man, I am doing so good. It's 89 degrees in my apartment. We just recorded a two-hour podcast before this, so I am full of energy, full of life.
Yeah.
Totally not faking it till I make it.
Yeah.
I'm here, man.
Hey, man. Here's the thing, all right? We've been through a lot on this podcast. Some may say that we got started, you know, in the spring. Some may say that we already had our season one. Right now, I'm declaring this episode, this is season two of Jumpmaster Apex Legends. You know what I mean?
You can reach the Battle Pass by going to patreon.com/okbeast.
Joining us on this season two episode, we have John Bernardo. John, how's it going?
Yo, guys, what's going on? Losing streak here, man. No one has it better. I'll tell you that right now.
It happens to the best of us. Not everybody here can be a winner unless you're T-Pain and all you do is win. You know what I mean?
All you do is win.
Of course, Alex is on Twitter at It's Vanakin. John is on Twitter at John S. Bernardo. I'm on Twitter at Blessing Jr. And of course, Jumpmaster is a weekly Apex Legends podcast. Each episode, join us as we discuss the latest news, tips, tricks, and experiences as we jump into the Apex games. This is episode 19. I hope I got that one right because I didn't check before recording.
It is correct.
Okay, episode 19. Ding, ding. Guys, season two has changed everything. We got creatures walking, gigantic creatures walking.
We got creatures walking over here.
We got a character named Watson over here. You know, we got a rank mode. We got new weapons, new hop ups. Overall, broad view. Alex, I'm going to start with you. I don't mean to rhyme so much this episode. I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
Keep going. I'm just flowing. You know what I mean? Alex, I'm going to start with you. How do you feel about season two so far?
Ooh, so good. Yeah. I have played. Granted, I flew down to Jacksonville, went to the beach for 3 or 4 days. So I got to play the game when it released the day after that. And then I was gone. Then I just got back 2 days ago. So I've only got to play probably 4 or 5 days so far, total, but I've played every single day. I'm loving we'll get into it, but I'm loving the challenges, loving the battle pass, the new, I love Watson. Like I'm in.
Nice. John, what about you?
First off, Alex, you said when you get back, you were going to help me get a dub and we have yet to do that. So
listen, man,
you owe me
this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
That's three gotta play.
I jumped in right when it launched. I really like the map changes just because there's been so many times where I've walked into certain areas and I'm like, where the hell am I? And then I realized it's all different, right? Mm-hmm. So that's been fun.
That's like a cool feeling, right? Because I was playing the other day. I've not had as much time to play because I was at RTX all weekend in Austin. And so when I jumped in, I was like, me and my crewmates were running through. And we got to like this, I forget the name of the exact area it was, but it was essentially like this tall kind of structure, like the cage, I think is what it was called.
Oh yeah, it's over where Bridges was.
Yes, and so we came across the cage and I was like, what is that? And they're like, you haven't seen the cages? And I was like, yo, I'm just jumping in now. It's a cool feeling, actually. Like it's uncanny, actually. It's almost like when you go back to your hometown and you realize that they built a Dollar General right across the street from your neighborhood. Me? Is this just me? Yeah.
I think we had a Wally's or an Ollie's, something like that.
Ooh, a Wally's. Okay. Like the movie?
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. They all the general store, they all sound the same. Ollie's, yeah, Wally's.
It's super uncanny. It's a cool feeling, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. One problem I am having, and it's been like this like a lot in the last couple of days, is the servers and the crashes.
Yeah, they've been awful.
And the bugs. It's been nonstop.
Yeah.
What I've been getting. You know, I played yesterday and every game would crash. We'd get some random error. And then the second one would usually work, but it's just
PS4?
Nonstop issues.
Mm-hmm. PS4?
Yeah, PS4.
Man. We all here play on PS4, and so we can only speak for that platform. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would assume that that's probably like a console thing as a whole. I've not necessarily noticed as much of that. I want to say I'm trying to think back to like all the time I was playing within the last couple days. But like, I mean, the thing I have noticed is that I still feel like some of the bugs that were plaguing the game in February are still here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you still have like you get those servers that the slowdown happens in. You get some of that stuff, and like I feel like by season two, you know, that stuff should be polished out a little bit more. And I don't know if it's a thing where they're stretching all their devs thin by trying to get out the new content or whatever it may be. But yeah, that's a little bit of a bummer. But overall, for me, I've enjoyed the changes. I know last week or last episode, I kind of talked about like not necessarily being too impressed with what they had to offer. And now having actually played it, I still want like duos and solos or something aside from like three person squads. I want something outside of that. I still want a new way to play. I still want more of a dynamic change. Like I think the new changes they made to the map are awesome, but I would like something a bit more different. But overall, I will say that like, I mean, it's still Apex. It's still fun. I do like the hop ups for the P2020. I really like Mozambique. How it feels to shoot. Yeah.
And the Mozambique. I actually haven't
had the Mozambique with the hop up yet. I have like tried out the Mozambique, like despite the hop up, because apparently people were saying like, oh yeah, even without the hop up, it's still more powerful. And do I got basically like a mid range kill with the Mozambique, which was crazy.
Yeah. First day, that's what I wanted to try the most, because I hadn't realized that it was coming day one. I thought it was going to be like within the coming weeks that the change was going to happen. So I got in the game and I get these hammer point rounds. I'm like, hammer point rounds, Mozambique, P2020. And yeah, I just like rocked the whole game with a Mozambique. Got like a triple kill at one point. It was like, it was awesome. And then the alternator has a hop up now called the disruptor rounds.
Dude, those I can't wait to shred. Use that. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the alternator was one of those guns where like it's a weaker gun. But for some reason it felt right for me. Like I liked the way the alternator felt to use. And so for that to be a weaker gun, I was kind of bummed out about it, because I was like, man, I kind of like using this thing. So now that it has like an actual hop up and an actual buff, I'm like, okay, let's freaking go. Like I'm about to go off with this thing. Cause like there was that one video, actually it was me and John playing together actually. And John was down. There's a video of me like going in and like strategically like taking off one person at a time with the alternator. An alternator with no attachments. That's how much I feel comfortable with the alternator. It was also like the only gun I had to use at the time.
We also got energy mags.
Yeah, that's been throwing me off. So I don't know if I'm blind. Do the extended energy mags, are there just like, is there just one variation of it?
Or no, there's all three. Like, there's all three.
Okay. For some reason, I've only been seeing like one variation of it. So I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just my dumb luck.
Yeah. I got the level three energy rounds the other day, and I had a weekly challenge to get kills of the Havoc, I think, or as an LMG. Mm-hmm. And I just picked up the Havoc, ended up getting 13 kills that game with the Havoc because I had the turbocharger. I had the energy mag. It was, man, I'm like picking up a lot of energy stuff now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Before we continue, let's get into a bit of housekeeping. Of course, review us on iTunes. Every review helps. Let us know how you feel about the show. Do all that great stuff. And we'll read your reviews on the show. Alex, you have a couple of reviews that you can read out loud real quick.
I do. Thank you for coming to me. Because I totally didn't close my phone on accident. So the first review... this comes from LR Kirkwood 066 via Apple Podcasts. They say, great show. This is the most comprehensive Apex podcast out there. Hosts are entertaining and provide great tips and tricks for the game. Also, they've got great insight to things coming up with the game, as well as great ideas on things that should be added. I'm a new fan. And they list their Xbox Live tag, their Xbox Live gamer tag, which is Mr. Space. That's MR space White space Keys. Mr. White Keys. So okay. Go add Mr.
I was
White
wondering
Keys.
Where that was going. After you got to Mr. White, I was like, okay, what's the next word going to be? Where's this going to go?
Then we got another review from Adrian MD28, the Apple Podcast. They said, I really enjoy the podcast. Just started listening last week. I haven't enjoyed a multiplayer game like Apex in a long time. So to have an entertaining podcast that offers news, tips, and good conversation is great. A lot of my friends jumped off of Apex early on because, well, you know, the game is, quote, dead. Listening to the podcast gives me a chance to actually hear positive thought around the game. And to me, that's awesome. Keep up the great work. Hope y'all continue to put out great content. Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate that.
Nice.
You're a good man, Adrian.
Thank you so much. Is that our last one, or do we have any more?
That is the last one for this week.
Dope. Yeah, dude, I always love checking out reviews, because, like, you know, like, this show isn't necessarily going to be for everybody. Like, I'm sure there are people that do either deeper discussion or, like, lighter discussion, you know, and every, like, I feel like every podcast kind of serves its niche, and we very much do us here. And so if you enjoy us, you'll enjoy this podcast. And that's kind of the point of it, right? Mm-hmm. We're just here to talk about Apex and kick it.
We're going to inevitably say something wrong, or, you know, we're going to accidentally say the P2020 uses the disruptor rounds instead of the hammer point rounds. Like, that kind of stuff is going to happen.
You know, we'll call it the R301 carbine instead of the carbine. Yep. That happens.
Yeah.
The Havoc. But
overall, we're just here to chill. And also, like, I wanted to give a shout out. I forget who exactly it was at RTX Austin, who I had a whole conversation with about Jump Master. I want to say it was Jace, but I'm not positive. Somebody who listens to this podcast, I was talking to them at RTX, and we were kind of talking about Apex. And I was like, man, it's super cool that I'm actually, like, getting to speak to people who do listen to this podcast, like, in real life.
That's awesome.
And if you want to talk to us in the digital world, check out our Discord, okiebeast.com/discord, if you want to hang out. Of course, check out the Okiebeast podcast every Monday, and A+ Anime every other Wednesday, along with videos, articles, and more on okiebeast.com. youtube.com/okiebeast if you want to check out videos available there. Alex has one coming out soon, and yep. So make sure to stay tuned for that. patreon.com/okiebeast if you want to see what we're offering there. We have our Stir Fry podcast for only $1 a month, available on patreon.com/okiebeast. And so many people at RTX told me that Stir Fry was their favorite podcast that we do. Stir Fry is probably the most fun podcast we do, because it's just us BSing.
There's no agenda at all.
Sometimes I'll compile stuff sometimes, but every episode is different. Essentially, and try to make every episode unique, and people tend to enjoy it seemingly. Also check out Panel to Panel, which is John's podcast with Andrew Taylor. They talk about comic books. Far From Home just came out. They talk a bit about that. Anything comics, they got you. And of course, brand new announcement.
Yes.
We're going to be at PAX West, and not only are we going to be there, Okiebeast is hosting a panel.
What?
Yeah.
And wait, was I supposed to announce this? I don't think I was supposed to announce this on the podcast, but it's happening now, I guess. If you're listening to this, don't celebrate on Twitter, because I forgot this podcast literally comes out before the podcast where we're supposed to announce this stuff. And so, you know, keep it to yourself, but yeah. we're doing a PAX.
Keep it on the DL.
Keep it on the DL. Sunday at 6:30. Okay? Sunday 6:30 at the Cat Theater in the Convention Center. But yeah, keep that on the DL. We have some special guests. We'll talk about more of that on the future episodes of this podcast. But for now, let's get back into Apex Legends.
That's pretty dope.
Guys, topic of the show, of course, is all about season 2. Let's start off with the biggest addition. Her name is Watson. She's French.
Yeah, I'm dying to know about Watson, because I've seen so much about her, and I haven't heard anyone playing as her what their thoughts on her are.
Alex, have you played her at all?
A lot.
I played her through a little bit. I want to know your thoughts.
I like Watson a lot. I think we're still in that weird learning phase where, like, some people haven't played her yet. Some people have mastered her, seemingly. I'm somewhere in the middle, I think. Like, I've had some pretty cool plays. Like, I think Watson is great for, I mean, obviously establishing a perimeter. But what I've been using her for is to really put pressure on the people that are outside of the circle, or, like, as the circle is closing, I will go to the new perimeter of the new circle, lock it down with fences.
Nice.
So that they have to, it makes it really difficult for them to escape the circle. I've had it where in the final circle, you make like a really tight perimeter, and it's really good for like spacing out your opponents.
So
and like,
for those who may not know, what do the fences do?
So yeah, the fences, you select L1, or on PC, it's probably Q or something. You essentially press a button, and it brings up her electric poles, essentially. They're these big, you know, very, very large poles that she lays down. And you have to lay down two at first to activate them. But once you lay down two, it'll connect them, the two poles, with an electric fence, like an electric current. And so to walk through it, you take damage if you are an enemy. And if your gotcha. Teammates are walking through it, they open up, the gates open up so they can walk through, and they close back up really quick. And so you can chain together these fences and make these massive walls of electric energy that...
Does it mark people too? Like mark your teammates?
Yes, if they walk through it, lets you know.
Gotcha.
And so it's really good for, you know, relieving pressure on your team if you're getting pushed through a choke point. Like over at Skulltown, Watson's good. Like if you're trying to push out or in from Skulltown, and like there a lot of fights happen at those like small choke points in the mountain wall. And Watson, I've been putting like in the middle of fights, if we're getting pushed really hard or whatever, I'll put two layers of fences there. So they have to go all the way around, then it separates their team from each other. Or they take damage. And so it really kind of makes the opponent have to think twice before they, in like how they're going to deal with the situation. You can also, if you can trap people away from their teammates. So if like there's a big fight happening, we'll use the Skulltown for instance, again, and maybe two out of the three enemy teammates roll through that choke point, but the last one is kind of lagging behind. If you're nearby and you can make it happen, you can kind of put up a choke point there with the fences and separate them from each other. And kind of isolate people. So there's a lot of potential with Watson. I'm still like learning a lot about her, but oh, also her ultimate is freaking awesome. We talked about it last.
It is.
We talked about it a couple episodes ago, I think, but, I got to use it in one of those like trailer esque moments where
dude, same.
Yeah. And it feels awesome. It's awesome. Where like a Gibraltar's calling down, yep. His mortar strike and you put up the ultimate dude. Watson's.
So I did that and I didn't even realize what was happening because I was playing as Watson and it was my first time using Watson. Yeah. And I was having our friend like Rihanna and Steven Fontana like instruct me like, okay, how do I use her? Like, what do I do? And we got into a firefight and I think it was like us and two other teams. And they were like, oh, use your ultimate because Watson's ultimate heals your shields. And that's all I really knew about her ultimate. I didn't really have the time to like, you know, read up and be like, okay, what else does her ultimate do? And so I was like, okay, cool. It heals our shields. And so I put it down. That. Yeah, I put it down. Yeah, if you're near her, I don't know what it's called, her thing.
The force field?
Yeah, the force field thing. It heals your shields. And I was like, oh, cool, this is like helping keep us defended. And then like I see that the enemy Gibraltar is calling down their strike. And I'm like, oh no, we gotta go. And then I'm like, wait a second, we're not getting hit. And I look up and like everything's just disappearing like into like the force field. And I'm like, that's sick. Like, so, yeah. I did not know that could happen. I didn't know that would happen. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind when it was happening.
So it recharges your shield and it protects you from damage.
Yeah.
From like mortar strikes. From and
projectiles.
Stuff.
Yeah. And so projectiles. Like grenades, mortar strikes, stuff like that.
That's yeah. good.
Bangalore's rolling thunder, that kind of yeah. stuff.
And so let me go, because I forgot I did this for all the previous characters. I went to the EA website. And I pulled up all the character descriptions and I went through all of them. I'm gonna do that for Watson. She deserves it. So she's described as a static defender on the EA website. The bio goes as Natalie Watson Paquette is a familiar face in the Apex games, though for a different reason than most. Daughter of the game's lead electrical engineer, she studied his manuals to stay close to him and discovered her calling at a young age. Though she could be completely distracted one moment and hyper-focused the next, electricity grounded her. Its ordered, predictable flow made sense in a way that the rest of the world didn't. So her real name's Natalie Paquette, as I said earlier. She's 22 years old. Homeworld is Solace. Her tactical ability is the perimeter security, which is essentially what Alex was talking about with the nodes, right? Connect nodes to create electrified fences that damage and slow enemies. Her passive ability is called Spark of Genius. Ultimate accelerants fully charge your ultimate ability, and standing near interception pylons boost your tactical ability recharge, which I did not know. Are the interception pylons, is that like what Pathfinder uses to detect the next circle? Or is it something else?
Say that one more time?
Yeah. The interception pylons. So if Watson stands near interception pylons, it boosts her tactical ability recharge.
Oh, yeah, it's I think it's her ultimate. Isn't that what it's called, or am I crazy? Yeah,
no,
it's her ultimate.
I think he's talking about the actual.
Oh, wait. You're right. It's her ultimate. Yeah, it's her ultimate. Because her ultimate is literally ultimate. Called. Yeah, her ultimate is literally called Interception Pylon.
We should really learn the official names for these things.
Yeah, I mean, they name them
the blue
thingy
that comes down.
I only know Bangalore's Rolling Thunder. This is
pulling up my glasses and like, oh yeah, let's talk about the Interception Pylons. Like,
okay. Same here.
It's called the ultimate. Their ultimate, place an electric or electrified pylon that destroys incoming ordnance and repairs damaged shields as long as it stands. It has a max of 3, which it says. which I did not realize. I was only using one. But yeah, there you go. That's Watson. I've enjoyed using her. Her ultimate seems very useful. Plus, like, the one ultimate accelerant thing is really, like, powerful.
Yeah, it
seems
it is. Like.
Yeah, because you can get so many ultimate accelerants and just stack those bad boys up.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I can have them, like, back to back to back to back. I'm really dumb with her tactical ability, her L1, the perimeter security. But I was trying to do it while I was using her. It's one of those things where you just got to wrap your mind around. Alex was explaining, like, good use scenarios, and, like, I hadn't figured out, like, okay, what is the use scenario yet for this thing.
Yeah. Also, so, just because you said it and it reminded me. Mm-hmm. One last good, granted, I'm sure there's going to be way more that pop up as the game progresses. I'm excited to see the Twitch clips, but if people were like getting on a zip line towards you, put two pylons down and block them.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So, but like, what if the zip line is up in the air and like higher?
I mean, it just makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
It's probably not every zip line.
And also you can probably like, you know, if you see somebody like flying down toward you, it probably wouldn't hurt to like,
yeah, throw them down.
Yeah, throw down the like a circle of the pylon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That way, like maybe they can get trapped in.
You just want to like make it very inconvenient for them because yeah. Like if they get on the zip line, they're not gonna die. They'll just have to jump off or get some damage. You know.
Well, yeah, and like the time that they're distracted, you could kind of sneak in for the kill.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, Watson seems cool. I like her. I like the idea of another tactical defense hero.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on to the next point though, who do you guys want to see for like the next hero? Like, do you guys see a direction? Because like I assume that maybe they won't do like another defense hero like right off the bat, right? They might want to mix things up.
Yeah,
I want a more like Bangalore type character. I want a more aggressive offensive type character, you know what I mean?
I have a theory. At the beginning of the cinematic trailer for season 2, which is like the big animated one, there was a person when the repulsor went down, there was a person that hacked it. From like they're sitting on the outskirts of the city. I feel like that's going to be the new hero. Like they're going to be like a hacker of some sort.
Oh yeah.
What would they hack though? Exactly.
I don't know, but I think it would play into something, a playstyle more similar to Mirage.
It could be like a Sombra kind of thing from Overwatch where that's like, what I was thinking. Maybe she hacks you and like you can't use your tactical ability.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe you could disable your abilities or disable your ultimate.
Yo, if you could lock doors, that would be cool.
If you lock doors, that'd be cool. Or if it's like, you know, character, and this would take a lot of balancing. It feels like a character specific thing where like, you know, if it's a hacker, then like they can like put Pathfinder out of commission. But like other characters that like are, or like, you know, they can hack, I don't know if this would be like a weird insensitive thing, but like hack, not Octane, Octane, hack Octane's legs or something like that. I don't know if his legs are in any sort of like have tech in them or if they're just like straight up just, prosthetic, but. It could be a cool, like, case-by-case thing. I don't know. Is that in the lore? Does his aesthetic have, like, any sort of tech in it?
Or I don't know, man.
That'd be...
Why you gotta fuck with his legs for, man?
Hey, man. The hacker is apparently evil, according to the trailer. That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Maybe they're just misunderstood.
Guy. They do bad things.
Maybe there's something wrong with the repulsor. Maybe the dinosaurs needed salvation.
Speaking of salvation, when I jump into this next mode, usually I need some saving. The ranked mode.
Oh.
See what I did with that transition?
I see it. We all see it.
We took the segue with you.
Yeah, we saw it, man. Yeah, we saw it.
Y'all try out a ranked match yet?
Yes.
I have as well.
I've been grinding up. So everyone starts out at bronze. And so it's essentially like you just put in enough time and you'll probably rank up. But I haven't hit the wall yet where I'm right now. I think I've grinded up. I think I'm midway through gold, almost the platinum. But yeah, it's the ranked mode is weird because I feel like you don't really in other games, like you play like 10 matches and then it ranks you right. This one, it's like everyone starts at the bottom and you just like a lot of it is just like for the esports players, they just have to like grind and grind and grind and grind until they finally hit a wall, like it's somewhere very up high. And so it's kind of weird because I don't think we're going to see people's true placements for a couple weeks, you know.
Makes sense.
And you have to like be playing ranked all the time.
I think a ranked mode works best like in Hearthstone when, you know, you lose, you go back up the list. You know what I mean? Like you don't go back up, you go down on your ranking. And that way if you're not doing too good, like I don't want it to be where you're just accumulating points to the point to eventually when you're level 10 but you're not really that good.
Well, mm-hmm. so there's kind of like some preventative measures there. In order at certain, once you get to silver, I think you have to start, you get the whole currency with the rank system is RP. That's like mm-hmm. the points that you have to collect. And as you start getting higher and higher up on the ranked leagues, you have to spend RP. You have to essentially spend your experience points to enter into a match. So oh, I'm okay. in gold. So every game that I enter into in ranked league, I automatically lose 2 RP. So I have to either make that up by getting 2 kills or more, or placing, you know, top 7. So you have to like, you can't there, you eventually hit a wall.
Yeah.
So if you are like losing,
yeah.
And I think like the top league, Apex Predator, every match you get into, you forfeit 5 RP, which is equivalent to 5 kills. So it's like, it's pretty, it gets pretty intense. So I think the higher you get, the harder it is to climb. So I'm interested in how accurate it is and stuff. It seems cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to, I'll probably jump into ranked mode if I'm with the right squad, but for the most part, I'm going to stick with casual because I just like, I'm laid back with how I play, but if, I don't know if I'm playing with Alex and Rihanna, or like, you know, get some Andrew Taylor up in there, or if I'm playing with the homie Shroud and Ninja, you know, the best friends.
Yeah, it just happens.
You know, then I might jump into the ranked, you know, just to show off a little bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of showing off things, that was the worst one. That didn't work.
You tried
map
so
changes.
Hard.
I was gonna
edit
say
it out in post
because they're fix it in post.
No, we won't.
Cause like I was gonna say, cause they're showing off the new map. I don't know, man.
It's okay, man.
They changed the map.
They changed the map.
They did,
and I like it a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of those dragon things in the cages creeped me out because I got close to it. And I didn't expect it, and that thing just went crazy, and I was like, oh snap! I almost started shooting it.
You can kill them. I think
they can die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What good does that do you?
I haven't tried because I'm a kind-hearted person.
Why would you program it to feel pain? That feels insensitive, man.
It's messed up, man.
So I feel like for me, the main map change that I've actually felt like mattered was like the walking things. But like, I feel like that also barely mattered, has barely mattered for me because I feel like those things walk at such a slow pace. I heard there's like loot under their feet. Is that true?
Yeah, there's like boxes and stuff.
Okay, so that's kind of cool.
I have yet to encounter one of those feet stomping down.
I've been very close to getting stomped on, and it was terrifying. We were like getting pushed by the circle, and it pushed us into the footprint as the foot was coming down, and it was terrifying. But other than that, yeah, it's kind of inconsequential.
Yeah.
So far.
It's cool though. Like it's like a cool thing to like, cause I've gotten into fights like under it. I haven't like gotten to the feet. It's a weird way to say it, but like I've like looked up and be like, oh yeah, that thing is like literally like right above me, and we're like mm-hmm. out here in this firefight. And I've had the situation where we're like, oh, we should move or else we might get stomped on in the middle of this fight, which is like a cool variable to be added.
I agree.
I have noticed the lack of Dead Force, which has been nice. You know,
I honestly haven't been over all that much. I've been dropping, like, everyone's been dropping over there. I've been dropping Cascades, which has that big fort now, and all of, like, Cascades. I miss Cascades proper, because it's, like, all demolished now.
Well, that's what happens, right, with these changes. You miss the original one, because you're like, oh.
I don't miss all of them. Yeah. I think Bridges is, I mean, there's several places I'm like, yeah, this is better. And then there's other places I'm like, oh, I kind of miss the old thing. But I don't know.
I will say the challenges. And this doesn't really have much to do with the maps, but the challenges have been helping me dictate where I want to drop.
Well, yeah, like it'll be like do 200 damage in market.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, guys want to drop in market.
Yeah,
which I really like. Like, I'm really glad with the challenges being added.
Me too.
The weekly and like the daily challenges. That's been such a great thing to help refresh the experience.
Mm-hmm. And getting battle pass points every time you complete the challenge.
That's been like maybe my favorite addition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and like the by the way, shout out to Respawn because they listened and they added stats tracking.
Yeah,
so you can see, and it's not totally accurate, it seems like, but you can track your total wins, you can track your kill death ratio, you can track kills, all this stuff. If you go under your username and click view stats, man, that was like my one request. That was like the big thing for me where I was like, hey, please just add this. I need this. Now I can see how many wins I got. I have a lot of wins.
Yeah. There's always going to be people out there that are going to be better than me, But I just want, I'm proud of my stats, guys, for season two. I want to share them.
6 wins.
Nothing wrong with that.
Gotten 14 wins so far in season two.
Season two.
Crane, I was at the beach for 4 days since it's been out. So
you keep,
keep that in mind, too. 14 Go off, King. I've had 32 top fives, and I'm sitting at a 2.4 KDR with 167 kills.
Go off, King.
Yeah, man. I'm proud, man.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's been great.
Apex King over here.
It's been great.
Flex on him.
I am, man.
Man, my muscles normal are so flex. Tense it's right okay.
Now. My butthole is so tense right now. I'm like flexing so hard.
Dude, I got you, man. I got you. Yeah, speaking of flexing, let's talk about the L-Star and the new hop-ups. Because, man, once you get that L-Star in your hand, all you can do is flex. Ooh, man.
I have
you
guys yet to grab one.
Ooh, oh, man.
It's good.
So, I mean, another change, right, is with, like, now when you're jumping, right, from the aircraft. I don't know why I can't phrase this. I want to say, like, yeah, when you're skydiving, I don't know. When you're making your dive, instead of like the blue beacon, now there are like two like care packages, seems like, that just drop down. And I went and chased after one time and had an L-Star in it. And it felt great to use.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I got killed earlier this morning. I was playing. It was within 2 minutes of dropping into the game. Somebody had gotten an L-Star and I was like, this seems so unbalanced.
Yeah, that L-Star, man. As soon as I dropped a certain time and I saw... I dropped where everybody was dropping, essentially. It was like artillery, I think. We all dropped, and I dropped like a few inches too far away from the care package that had dropped down. And I had seen the gold L-Star, and I was like, oh no. And I saw somebody closer, and they picked it up immediately and saw me, and I was like, oh no. And I just like turned around and run, and legit, it was just like pop, 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 pop. I was down. I was like, hey guys, you guys got to get me up. They got the L-Star. In fact, never mind. Just go run, 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 run. Yeah, dude, that L-Star will mess you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a machine gun, like a large machine gun.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, SMG. I definitely have it. I haven't even seen it.
It's only in the crate.
Yeah, it's a gold weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shoots red bullets. Sounds like... So if you hear that, yeah, run. Dude. Get your shield batteries out.
Yeah. I use the P2020 with the hop-up. I did not expect that to happen when I pulled the trigger. I
was like, pop that much.
For some reason, I was like, oh, it's going to fire like the P2020 usually fires. It'll just be more powerful. And then when I started firing, it like started
made
firing.
Noises.
Like, yeah. Started firing with like fireworks or something. I don't know, man. It was crazy. It was like pop, pop, pop. I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah. It's snap, pretty
crackle,
cool.
Pop.
Yeah, dude. This is now an ASMR podcast. It's like pop, pop,
ASMR.
Pop. It was great. Have you, I think we mentioned before, right, that about the Mozambique, it's now more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
It's definitely not more a melee weapon.
Am I missing out on?
I'm not mad when I pick up a Mozambique now. If I have like a top up nearby, I'm like, okay.
It's still not the best, but
listen, man.
Oh yeah,
any it's not tool like a peacekeeper can be the best in the right hands, you know.
The tool, yeah, in the hands of the right toolist.
Yes.
What are the hop ups? Am I missing? So we have the disruptor rounds.
We have which is for RE45 and the alternator.
And the alternator,
and those cut down shielded health. So if you have shields, they cut down shields faster than other guns. And the Mozambique and the P2020 do the opposite with their hop up. They cut down non-shielded health.
Yeah, which I kind of like that as a balance. That
me
seems
too.
Pretty cool.
It's kind of like taking me back to the old Halo days where like people would rock a plasma pistol. They charge it up. Hit somebody, take all their shields down, switch to the battle rifle, and then one shot them. Like there's similar combinations happening now with those guns. Like the alternator I've been carrying, especially if I get a disruptor rounds hop up, and just like shredding their shields down, switching to my Spitfire, and just letting loose. It's great.
Nice.
That sounds like fun. I gotta find this gun.
And to wrap up, we have the battle pass / daily. We talked about the daily weekly challenges, but have you guys gotten to check out any of the battle pass stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm battle pass level 16 or 17.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it so far, man. I've gotten so many Apex packs from the battle pass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've probably gotten six by now, five or six Apex packs, it feels like, somewhere around there, around like the 15 or 16 level mark in the battle pass. So... I got the one level and I got two Apex packs at one level. So that's been, I feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
Nice. I don't feel like I played enough to really like feel the effects of the battle pass, but yeah, I'm hoping What level is that caustic skin?
25, I think. I think that's the first one.
Can I get to 25?
All right, I'm getting to 25.
I got Bangalore's skydiving emote. Feels good, man.
Dude, I saw somebody use an emote skydiving like a couple days ago, and it threw me off. I was like, man, I was not expecting that. She did like a backflip.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I didn't die for the battle pass yet. I don't feel like I'm would get enough out of it yet.
Mm.
I feel like I need to get some more wins under my belt rather than just grinding that battle pass.
Mm.
But I do want it. Let me ask you guys a question. For anybody new out there, because I'm curious what your answers would be. If somebody is going to get a new character for the first time, and that's including Watson, which character would you pick?
Caustic.
Caustic, you say, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Why so?
You got the 10% damage reduction. Granted, he's a big boy, so he's easy to hit. But you got, I think Caustic is like really, you can play him in a myriad of ways. You can turtle up, which a lot of new players tend to do, or less skilled players tend to do. And I think that's a totally perfectly reasonable play style. So Caustic is great for that. Also, if you want to push, you have his ultimate, which drops the big gas cloud. So Caustic, I feel like, is a very versatile hero. I used to hate him, but he's like, I see Caustic a lot now being played.
There's always one Caustic, I feel, in your party.
Yeah. I feel like for Watson, you have to be more... Watson, if you're going to play Watson, I think you need to have more game sense and awareness of what's happening to really fully utilize her. For a new player, I would not recommend Watson. But
so I was going to say Watson, and I still might, just because her ultimate is so powerful.
It is. That's
between the shields and the force field. And so like to be able to support your team like that, I think is really good. The only thing is, yeah, her tactical ability there's a learning curve there in terms of like how I'm going to use it. What situations is it good in? Yeah. Even the button presses, I can figure out how to like stop placing the nodes. I was like, oh, I got to do a firefight
everywhere.
I was placing them, and somebody started shooting at me, and I was like, oh no. And I kept pressing R2, and I was like,
I kept placing them.
Yeah. I kept placing them. I was like, how do I get rid of this thing?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll probably still say Watson if I had to choose.
Not Mirage. I had to play Mirage for a challenge the other day. It was rough. I mean, I think we actually got a win, but it was like gruesomely difficult. It was like, this game should not be this hard with this character. But yeah.
You got bamboozled, that's why.
Yeah. Well, I got the win, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah.
So we have one article for news and articles. I don't know if we want to touch on it or not, because we're running out of time on this episode.
It's just, we can do it very quickly.
You're going to just run through it.
Essentially, we got a server patch. A lot of players have been complaining in season 2 about cheaters and hackers and such being like really rampant right now. And one of the things that Respawn is doing, they're getting rid of the spectator icon. Because when cheaters are playing, they'll be cheating, and then they'll get spectated and they'll stop cheating, right? So they won't get caught. Whereas by removing the spectator icon, they're just gonna either not cheat anymore, or they're just gonna continue cheating and get caught.
Yeah, so, red-handed.
Yeah, and so they're like working on that to help out with complaints of cheaters and stuff. But yeah, there's a few other things, but that was like the big takeaway. I think servers are still, are definitely iffy right now. There was a PS4 specific issue on launch day, I believe. I was playing with a listener of the show, Goose, and Andrew Taylor. We were playing together, and we were just having very difficult time finding a match on PS4. And I looked it up, or somebody looked it up, and it was essentially saying like it was down or whatever. But yeah, still perpetual issues with the servers. I really hope those get fixed, because it can be infuriating at times.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Let's get into the final segment of the show, which is questions. Of course, if you have a question for us, you can tweet at us at OKBeastNow with the hashtag Jumpmaster, so that we know that is for the show. Or you can email us if you have a longer question, hello@OKBeast.com. We have one question. It comes from Steve Fontana. He comes in with a question and a character of the week, as he likes to do. But first, let's start with the question. Steve Fontana writes in and says, hey guys, been a great season 2 so far. Question for you. Do you think the changes to the Battle Pass rewards go far enough? I still get bummed getting those season wins tags.
I think it's a lot better I am like, I feel like I got my $10 worth. I get the frustration behind those season wins tags. Those are still kind of annoying, but you kind of have to have those because there's probably, there honestly is probably a large portion of the player base that likes those things. They just might be the vocal minority, but I feel like I see enough of those equipped on people's characters that I'm like, okay, people care about these things. It's not like I never see them, you know, I see those a lot, when I get killed. So I think people like those. I think there's always going to be something in the battle pass that isn't for somebody or for you. I know I'm kind of with you on the season wins tags. They don't do much for me, but a lot of like the regular old skins that come with it and the non-legendaries don't do it for me, but I'm like, hey, it's more content. Like, you know, why not, you know?
So the one thing I will say is that like the skydive emote, when I first saw it, I was like, is this a step too far as like things to offer, like variables to add as far as like things that can appear in Apex packs and things that you can unlock. Because like, I think when it comes down to it, like what people like the most are probably character skins followed by like gun skins maybe. And skydiving emotes are like such a specific thing. And I feel like I have a fear that they could like pile on just like more things to unlock, in order to get more variables in there, in order to just have things for the sake of having things so that you can unlock them. That said, I haven't played enough of the battle pass to like really critique it in any sort of like good deep way. But I'm just hoping that like they don't go too far with the unlockables. Like they don't have too many types of unlockables so that like it ends up feeling like nothing really matters or everything is a variable or everything feels like it's coming out of a loot box.
I always like emotes personally, like Overwatch. That's one of my favorite things to unlock is an emote.
Yeah.
Granted, like you can use those more than just the first 30 seconds.
Yeah,
of the game.
Yeah. And that's my thing is that you can use those anytime. And I feel like they're contextually in Overwatch makes more sense because you have that time before the match starts when everybody's like trapped in like the spawn point. So I feel like there's more opportunity to do that. And I like the sprays. The thing is, if Apex added sprays, I could be down for it because I feel like for a battle royale sprays. Game,
yeah.
You hate sprays?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, dude, I cool. love sprays.
Nah, it's all you, man.
Dude, sprays are great. I don't know what you guys are talking about. In a battle royale game too, where like you have the open map and you can just spray things anywhere. Granted, that is not a tactical, like tactically that is bad. You should not be spraying places in a battle royale game because you will let people know where you are.
Exactly. Trail of
that's
stickers.
Actually a horrible idea. Now I think about it, but I don't know, man. In Overwatch, at least, I love sprays. And I think there could be something cool there in a battle royale game with sprays.
I would like emotes that aren't tied to skydiving. Just general emotes that I can kill somebody and then emote on them, like in Fortnite.
Bangalore doing the Carlton dance.
When people like dance on you in Fortnite,
I'd shut off the game if I saw Bangalore doing the Carlton dance on top of my corpse. I'd be like, all right, I'm turning off the PS4. It's enough. Get out of this. Don't ever do the Carlton dance with Bangalore on top of my corpse ever again. Steve Fontaine also writes in with a character of the week. So
new segment.
I think this segment has been done before. I think Stephen Fontaine's like third character. Let's see here. I'm trying to understand the. So I think are they called Pack Rat? Pack Rat is that
Pack Rat is the name of the character?
Okay.
And he's
Pack Rat the collector.
Yeah,
and he's a scout
because they all kind of have like their little
like
nickname.
The subtitle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the character's name is Pack Rat. The Collector is their nickname or whatever, their subtitle, and they're a scout. The description is as follows. Short and stout, Pack Rat loves things. The more he can get his hands on, the better. At first, his obsession started by collecting items left behind from fellow audience members of the King's Canyon. But soon, he found himself scavenging the canyon itself. This eventually led to him entering himself in the competition. More is more, and he needs it. All of it. His passive ability is called Pack Rat. Pack Rat can carry 20% more ammo, syringes, and shield cells. So that's pretty cool. It's almost like he's starting off with like a backpack. His tactical ability is called A Keen Eye for Treasure. You can scan the area to reveal items. Pretty cool. So it's almost like your Bloodhound, except instead of revealing people, you're revealing items.
Yeah.
And Pack Rat's ultimate ability would be called Give Me More. Scan relays, kind of like Pathfinder, to reveal the next care package's locations. Rarity of items inside will correspond with appropriate circle on the map. Gotcha. Okay, so like, yeah.
If it's a purple care package, I don't know.
No, I think he's saying like if the circle is small, like the ring is small, then that'll be like it'll have a more rare item inside of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought if it had like, you know, just epic stuff, like just purple stuff inside, it would be purple on the map. And if it had legendaries inside, it would be yellow.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Gotcha. Either way, it would be cool.
Yeah, either way, I'm down for that. Pack Rat seems like a cool character and I'll be down for him. I don't have any bad things to say about Pack Rat the Collector.
Good job, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
I like it. I dig it.
It's great.
I like your lore behind Pack Rat.
That good lore. And good Lord, this podcast has reached its end. Whew. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at OkieBeast Now is where you can find OkieBeast. I'm on Twitter at Blessing Jr. Alex is on Twitter at It's Van Aken. John is on Twitter at John S. Bernardo. Remember to review and subscribe to us on iTunes or your podcast service of choice. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/OkieBeast. Hang out with us on Discord, OkieBeast.com/Discord. Remember, new episodes of the show comes out every other Friday. And of course, the OkieBeast podcast comes out every single Monday on OkieBeast.com and Sundays on patreon.com/OkieBeast. I've been Blessing. That's been Alex. That's been John.
Yep.
Until next time, stay legendary. This is-